Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for tuning in to Knowledge for Life's podcast. Your support is vital in helping us to continue to produce quality and informative programs. You can go to your mobile device and open up your Cash App and click $KnowForLife, or you can go into the description below and click on our secure Cash App and PayPal link. You can also support us by going to our merchandising store, where we sell t-shirts, pins, caps, and other promotional material. Thank you for your support, and may God continue to bless you and your family with the light of truth and understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Stephen. Praise be to Allah.
And I want to thank you for coming on to this program as we talk about disaster preparedness, living off the grid, urban farming. I mean, we want to talk about these subjects that we want to press upon our people's mind that is really important, because right now we're being distracted with a lot of sport and play, as it's written in the Quran that we would be distracted with sport and play. And even when we read about how the Romans fell, one of the things that they used as a distraction to get the people's mind off of the fall was sport and play, the Roman Colosseums and so forth. But I don't want to talk. I want to ask you about your wonderful book that you have out. And can you tell people a little bit about your book and a little bit about yourself?
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much. I would like to always start out in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness to Muhammad is his messenger. I greet you all again in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. And yes, I, by Allah's grace and mercy, am a author of two books, one for children and then one for general community. Disaster Preparedness, the last book called Disaster Preparedness 3.0. And I created those books in general to just kind of give us information to have on hand when it comes to disaster preparedness, and to not only rely on the internet all the time, that something may happen and then the grid is down and we don't have anything tangible that we need to be able to, survive. Just look at things that we need to have and do. And it's just like something you keep in your library as a reference. I am a disaster preparedness advocate. So for the last 10 years, I've been striving to teach the fundamental principles of disaster preparedness, just to help people to just get prepared and to have the things that we need. And if you don't, if you haven't looked around, we see that, you know, prices are rising, that just so many things that we've unheard of as far as the disasters that are taking place, don't even have a record of the magnitude of a lot of the disasters. And so I just want us to pay attention to the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who has pre-warned us many a times of the time that we're living in and a lot of the things that we're going to experience. And so I just want to make it to where it's not taboo and it's not scary, but make it to where we can understand and embrace that we do have a little bit of time to prepare. And while we have that time, we be found doing that.
Right. And you make up a good point, is that we do have a little bit of time to prepare. It's not there yet, but it's right on the precipice, as they say. It's right on the precipice. So we definitely want to be mindful and be in accord with the time and what must be done. And one of the things that you talked about that we'll get right on into is food inflation. As we can see that food is starting to skyrocket, and there are many factors that's causing food to skyrocket. One is the supply chain causing food to skyrocket. Another one, of course, we see is the extreme weather. The extreme weather is causing food to skyrocket. Can you name some other ones that might be causing the food to skyrocket?
Yes, sir. you mentioned the main one, supply and demand. A lot of the disasters, which is making it hard for travel, for transportation and vehicles to get to or from different destinations. I know they had a fuel issue not too long ago with trucks not being able to have the fuel that they needed to travel as well. Mm-hmm. And just different things going on with the animals, not having the nutrition that they need, the bird flu that's out. And then again, them not recovering, also theft. They said that they experienced some of the highest ratings of theft ever. People are just going to stores and stealing, even the eggs, right. They're just taking them and putting them, they call them egg bandits or something like that. They're just taking them and putting them in their pocket. So it's causing stores to also shut down and people not having the ability to buy the things they need. So it's multiple reasons why we're experiencing these inflation right now.
Right. And like you're saying, that bird flu. So these are very serious times, you know, and people really need to begin to stock their homes with non-perishable foods and water. And when we say non-perishable foods, what we're talking about foods that people can store in their homes for an extended period of time that won't spoil or won't go bad. And we can. Some of the best ways, of course, to do this is by canning food. However, for those who may not know how to can, and hopefully we can show in this program, you know, do some demonstrations on some canning. And we want people to know that this program is going to be an educational program where we're going to, you know, not only go over some of the current events that are taking place, but we, God willing, we'll be able to show some techniques, some canning techniques, how gardening. To store food, gardening. So this is going to be, we want everyone to tell their family, their friends, their associates to tune in to Refuge Depot and share this with their loved ones. But let me see. I wanted to look at, and I had, and I thought I had this thing that I wanted to pull up. Let me show. Hold on for 1 second. This is going to have to be an edit right here. Let me see if I can find this thing. I may have it. Let me look and search. Because I had a whole thing on famine.
Yeah, you are well prepared. You really need to be out here. I really need to utilize you too.
Okay. Yeah. We could definitely work together for sure, because that's definitely what I want to do. Let me see here. Hold on. I'm going to try it one more place that I thought I had. Maybe the document. Let me type in here. Okay. Okay. Hold on. It's coming up. And so this is a good thing. Like I said, you know, we can do this little run through and see how it flows. Right. And then next time we'll be, you know, better prepared. I'll be better prepared to do this here.
Both of us. I'm like, I looked at one of my videos that I did with you, and I'm like, I came a long way because I used to be so nervous, like always.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, we did one way back. I mean, I was young looking and everything.
That's what I think.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So let me see. It didn't come up. So I'll just go ahead and just go with what I got going on here. And let me see if I can find something on the food inflation.
Okay.
Dang. I mean, it's like. Okay. So here, let me read a little bit of this article. Mm-hmm. It talks about drought accelerates liquidation of herds in 2022. Mm-hmm. And it says the theme of the 2022 was drought and all the implications that had for Arkansas's beef producers. So as we know that, you know, when it comes down to beef production, that takes up a lot of resources and it takes a lot of water, you know, to feed the cows. And so here we're looking at drought, and the drought is so severe out in the West that many people don't realize that a lot of cities and towns run off of the water that goes through the dams. And so that's another thing that people may experience this year is literally what you hear in third world countries right. as rolling blackouts.
Right.
And because of the drought, it's not powering this is why I need to do that research, right? Right. it's not powering their power stations. I'll just say it that way.
Right.
But here we have also that they had to cull a lot of cows. They had to kill a lot of cows. It says Mitchell said in the U.S. Said the U.S. beef industry, including Arkansas's producers, are in a liquidation cycle when beef operations reduce the size of their herd. The cattle cycle swings between herd expansion when prices are high and herd reduction when prices are low. Smaller herds mean lower availability of beef, which drives prices up, and the cycle swings back to expansion. So they say, right? Mm-hmm. But it says that the cattle cycle can typically take 8 to 14 years, Mitchell said. It's a long period because of how long it takes from the time a calf hits the ground until it goes to market to become beef. So yeah, that's serious. And as we know, what they're trying to talk about now is beef substitutes,
right.
these mystery meat, if you will.
Right.
Or what do they call them? I don't even know what they call them.
What is it? I forgot.
Right. But they're
on my tongue. It's going to come to me. Yeah. But the mystery meat, the mystery.
Right. And then once again, we're dealing with processed foods.
Right.
You know? And so
soy,
yeah, exactly,
chemicals, artificial mm-hmm. flavors, artificial colors, because it takes all of this just for them to make it even remotely taste like meat, and even then it still doesn't taste like meat. But
right,
you know, pushing the veganism and the vegetarianism only because of the fact that the meat is, you know, experiencing mm-hmm. part of the drought right now.
Right. And then like you said in one interview, that when I talked about famine, you said that we are already in a famine. And one of the things that you pointed out was the fact that the food that we eat is not even really considered food,
yeah.
you know, because of it being as we read in the illuminating book by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the How to Eat to Live, that the nutrients are so that the food that we eat today is so deprived of nutrients that, for instance, it would take us like 5 bananas to equal 1 banana yesterday.
Yep.
And then when you eat certain fruits, you have seedless fruits.
Seedless.
And so you have to ask yourself, if you have a seedless fruit and you eat that seedless fruit, will you become a seedless human being?
Absolutely.
And I think that the answer to that we can say is undeniably yes, because now we're seeing a birth dearth. We're yeah. seeing it. We're seeing it being a very difficult for particularly the Western worlds mm-hmm. to have children.
Yeah.
And this is devastating. Yes. Now, of course, in our case, you know, we're seeing a high level of infant and maternal mortality.
Right.
And I think that is because that, of course, we're eating improper foods, but mm-hmm. we're also, as Black people, we're living in such a toxic environment, not just the food, but just the environment is toxic.
There's water, everything. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the micro racism, you know, those little things that cause stress. And our cortisol levels to rise. And that
financial burden and all that mm-hmm. we're dealing with that all the time, stress and anxiety on a regular basis.
Yes. And this is one of the reasons why this program is so important, because one of the ways that we can circumvent those type of things is what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, is to pool our resources
mm-hmm.
and do something for self. So, now I in Ohio, I drive down the road and I see a lot of churches with a lot of land.
Absolutely.
There is not one garden on that land. All they're doing is cutting grass.
Absolutely.
That's all they're doing. And this is a shame because they're so out of time with, you know, what must be done that they don't realize that they're their own, they're the solution to their own problem.
The solution to their own problem. But they don't really feel like we are living in that time. You know, their interpretation of the end of the world is the, what is it called? Mm-hmm. When God's supposed to come and just swipe you up.
Yeah, tribulation.
Yeah, it's called something else too, but it's like he just basically take you up. And so that's what they're waiting on. And I'm like, no, we're heaven, the hereafter is here on earth after the destruction of the world. So we have to get to that part first. And we've already been warned. And if we haven't studied the story of Lot and Noah in the time, what they experienced, how they were warned, and you know, 40 days, it just started raining. And then now you realize, and we're living in that time where now we're looking up and saying, oh my God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was right. Everything I read, I'm like, when I pick that book up, there's nothing in that book that says that he is not who he is. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Everything. You're absolutely right. And you know, I read a funny meme, and it said that it said that Noah was a conspiracy theorist until it started raining.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking at that time right now. And just like you said, everything that we're reading in the books of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is right on point. And so when we do read, for instance, the fall of America, the fall of America and How to Eat to Live, we're literally reading some of the first books on disaster preparedness, especially on How to Eat to Live. That's a disaster preparedness book right there.
He told us what to store in our homes from the book. I mean, it's not hard. And the thing is, it doesn't cost a lot to eat the way we were taught to eat by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by Allah in person. He made it so simple and so inexpensive. The navy bean does not cost that much right now. Trust me, it's definitely going up. But right now, it's inexpensive and it's very nutritious for us. And it is a staple good. It also lasts for a long time if you store it properly. And so you can't really find too many foods that will last a long time if stored properly that we'll be able to eat and still get our nutritional value. So we as Muslims, we don't want to be biting our fingers with intense regret. Or as Black people, when we have been warned time and time on the things that we haven't, and we still think that we have time. And I was having this conversation with someone else recently. I said, you know, they were like, oh, I got money. If I need to go this, I need to do that, I can just go here. And I'm looking at them like, there's no way you could be thinking this way because you know, it doesn't matter if you have $1 billion in your account. You're going to be wishing to ransom that off like the whole story is because you wish that you had time to get the things you need because it won't be anything for you to buy. If the stores are down, you won't be able to get anything. And it's not to push doom on you. It's just to get us to prepare because we can get through this time. We can get through this hour with Allah, but it's going to take us to heed the instructions and heed the call and start preparing ourselves and our families during this time. Because even us, we're not going to always be striving to warn our people. We're going to be buried somewhere and we won't be able to speak because I see that Allah is already shutting down the light right now. He's already, you know, using the seven angels and just letting everything go. So we're at the end of that time. In a minute, nobody's going to be able to say anything. It's going to be a famine of the word of God. We're not going to be able to say anything either. So
That's right. That's why this is so important that we try to get the word out as best we can. And I thank Allah for allowing us to be able to do that. And I wanted to mention also one of the things that you know, to veggie back on what you were saying about that navy bean is that it also protects us against this abundant amount of radiation that we're experiencing as well. You know, now they have this 5G, these 5G networks that are going on. But just, you know, when we look at many of our homes with these smart devices, we're literally being radiated in our own homes. So this is one of the reasons why that navy bean, another reason I should say, why that navy bean is so important. And the beautiful thing about the navy bean is, like you said, you can store it. If you store it properly, it lasts almost like forever. And then, you know, the nutrients that you find in that navy bean are just phenomenal. Right. So that's a very, very beautiful thing. Let's go ahead and get into California. And then we'll go ahead and end it with the with God using the forces of nature as a weapon. But as we know, California, they were really hit with, you know, and they're still being hit with the number of disasters. Here's one article that says 560,000 California homes and businesses without power after storm. And so what we say is that, oh, I just wanted to also talk about when you were talking about the individual that talked about their money and how they would ransom their money. As we know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Fall of America says that there's going to be a 100% inflation, meaning that the dollar won't be worth anything. It almost isn't worth anything right now, but only because the people believe in it. That's the only thing that is sustaining it. It's almost like if you could put it in a picture form, I don't know, because I'm of an older generation, but if you can remember the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, right? And the Roadrunner, a Wile E. Coyote would run after the Roadrunner, and the Roadrunner would be able to run literally off the cliff and be on to the other side. That's Allah, right? Carrying him through. Yes. But when the Wile E. Coyote would try to do it, because he don't have no faith in God and he's wicked, he would be stuck. But the thing is that he would be perpetuated, or he would be suspended. That's the word I'm looking for. He would be suspended in midair. Yes. And he wouldn't fall until he looked down. Yeah. The American people, they just haven't looked down yet. But there's nothing that's supporting the dollar at all, except for the petrol. And what we're hearing is that Saudi Arabia may join the BRIC nations. And if that happens, and if they begin to sell oil with another currency, then it's over for the dollar. The dollar is finished, and if no matter how much money you have in your account, you won't be able to afford what you need to sustain yourself.
Absolutely, praise be to Allah. And just to add to that, I'd also read an article that basically said that it already increased, like just for the eggs, just because we were talking about the eggs. In one county, it was $18 for a carton of egg. That's 108% inflation. Over 108% inflation for just eggs overnight. You know, they overnight. Were just $3, and now you're saying $7, $8, and then now 18, which is the highest. So now people are looking at it, and then we're so wasteful, so we don't understand it until we don't need it. You know, and I was going back and forth with another sister, and she was like, oh, well, we shouldn't be eating eggs anyway. And I'm like, okay, if you want to say that, cool, but you don't realize the different type of products that use eggs.
Yep.
This is starting the chain of famine. I said, so when you go to the store and you're looking for things that contain eggs and you're wondering why they don't have this? I said, this is the shrinking of the store. Right now you can go in stores now and the shelves are already halfway empty. They have never recovered since COVID hit. Mm-mm. You know, that's the first pestilence. That's the first one that we've experienced recently. And it has not recovered. Some stores completely had to shut down because they couldn't recover. So imagine that. So we're already living in a time where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad mentioned that inflation, or the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan also mentioned that inflation would roll over to 100%. The dollar literally has no value. $1,000 feels like, to me as an adult, it feels like $100 because it goes so fast. You know,
yes, it does.
As you get $30,000, you're like, oh, and that's on bills and debt. You're done.
You know? Right. Right. I mean, you could go into the store. I used to go into the store literally with $100 and fill up my cart. I mean, when I talk about fill it up till it runneth over, right? Then have to put some food up under the cart, right? And then forget that it's there and drive home and then drive back and get your food. But now, when you spend $100, you're lucky to almost to fill your cart halfway up. And then, so you have to be very mindful of the type of foods that you're getting. And then, like you're saying, you know, it's so important for us to strive to eat one meal a day and make sure that meal is filled with the foods that are nutrient packed, because we have to make it through the day. But one of the things that when you talked about the bird flu, that most people don't realize is that the bird flu is killing the birds right now, but it's not transmissible to human beings. But there's one animal that can make that, that can change that whole equation.
Right.
And as that swine.
Yes.
And so many people don't know that some people have the birds among the swine.
Right.
And the swines are incubators that can allow that virus to mutate to where we can catch it.
Absolutely.
And so we are looking at some very, very, some very, very serious times. We need to definitely boost and build our immune systems to be able to, to resist these type of things that are coming down the line.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so we'll go ahead and cap it off, because we did good. We did pretty much 30 minutes.
Okay.
just conversating about some of the topics that we had on the table. Did you want to go a little bit more into that for California, though? Because I know that there's a little bit more that I guess we can say.
We can, yeah.
Okay, let's do a little bit more of that California. If you want to go ahead, I'll take it after you.
Okay, let me bring my article back up as well.
Mm-hmm.
One moment, Naila. Okay, was there a certain part of California that you wanted to talk about? Because I know it's flooding and going all over right now.
Right.
No, I was going lost.
Yeah, you go ahead with whatever part that you want to talk about. I know that in front of me, I'm looking at what's called the atmospheric river.
Okay.
But you go ahead and I'll go right on after you.
All right. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. So first, I wanted to kind of go back to, before we touch on that, just really quick, into I was on drought.gov and I was looking at the increase in drought, because you mentioned that earlier. And so just some statistics of what they were saying was taking place right now, that 36% of the U.S. and 42.99% of the lower 48 states are in drought as of today. 269.4 million acres of crops in the U.S. are experiencing drought conditions as of this week, and 78.9 million people in the U.S. Are affected by the drought as we speak. Mm. And 33 U.S. states are experiencing moderate drought that may worsen this week. And then you go all the way over to California, where they're experiencing flooding in different areas. And one of the articles that I was looking at was the Los Angeles Times, and they were talking about the January storms that left the county flooding and controlling dams and the amount of damages that is taking place. And so I'm just going to skip down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they were talking about the amount of money that it was going to take just to try to stop it from damaging that part of California.
Mm.
And they said, let me just go back, because I just want to make sure I quote it properly.
Uh-huh.
And one moment. Okay. You can chime in. I can just add it on shortly, because I should have had it set to the side, but
oh no, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to, I guess, talk a little bit about, you know, this atmospheric river, because I think California was experiencing historic drought.
Mm-hmm.
Like for 3 years,
mm-hmm. I think
they were experiencing a historic drought for 3 years. And then all of a sudden this atmospheric river hit, where it dumped so much rain on the ground that was parched, which means that it was not soaking the rain up into it. It was just on the top. And as we saw from these newscasts, we saw cars literally, mm-hmm. you know, underwater. We had towns that were literally underwater. And it says that an atmospheric river is a crashing through, or I guess it says, reading the article, crashing through the area, a narrow strip of moisture capable of carrying intense rain and mm-hmm. snow into the area from the Pacific Ocean. Heavy rains and winds have also pushed north into Oregon and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Atmospheric rivers will cause significant impact to travel and infrastructure. Now, once again, we know in the nation who brings hail, rain, snow, and earthquakes. Yes. And we know from the fall of America that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he talked about the devastating effects of rain and how it will get into, you know, areas of the home and cause damage. And then after the rain dissipates, right, then you have mold. Yes. And a lot of people don't know that mold is a devastating if you get it into your respiratory system, it can be very devastating.
Absolutely.
And so this is all what we're calling the wrath of God. Many people call it climate change, and it is a climate change, as the minister said. However, these forces of nature are being controlled. Absolutely. And that's what people need to understand.
Absolutely. Praise be to Allah. And it's back to that article I was mentioning as well. So they were saying that they were trying to see if they can remove debris from one area of California to another area just to stop the flooding that's supposed to be coming in. And then they stated in this article that it won't be easy or cheap, that the price tag for removing an estimated 15 million cubic yards of debris and mud from all five reservoirs and hauling it to a sediment placement site is about $550 million. And they're like, we don't have a never ending pocket full of change. So they basically said that they're going to be trying to tax owners and property owners to try to get that done, which is 28 annually for these type of improvements. And we're trying to figure out where they're going to get this money from. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
With the taxes that are increasing, a lot of the states are filing for a state of emergency because they don't have the funds or the manpower to be able to keep up with the disasters, and they're getting worse. And we've experienced tornadoes, it's been cold weather. I mean, we've experienced so much in such a short period of time. And like we're taught, this is just the beginning of sorrows. And so if we're not found, not only preparing ourselves, but mentally and spiritually preparing our minds, because you can have a home full of items, but if mentally you're not able to get through the shock of the hour or the stress that comes, losing people, losing property, and dealing with the different type of pandemics and things that's going to come about, you're not even going to make it. There's no point of you being able to do that because you won't mentally be, you know, able to deal with it. So we have to make sure that we're staying in tune and knowing that God is here for us, and just learning how we can prepare ourselves and our families.
You make up a good point. You make up a very good point. The beginning of disaster preparedness starts with, as the Christians say, our personal relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They say the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we know, it's the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. However, whatever they want to call that supreme being, we have to have that relationship with that supreme being in order for us to be able to accept whatever comes our way, you know, and we can say, you know, all praise is due to the supreme being, the God, Allah, you know. That is something else, because we do have to get our minds in that space to be able to accept those things. I'll find it next time. But one of the things that you definitely told that we read about in the Torchlight for America is that FEMA is broke. FEMA is broke, and they have to continue to go to the government to get more money. And really, they don't have money to get. As we know that they were just now trying to debate on raising the debt level.
Right.
And that if the debt level wasn't raised, that it wouldn't fund certain things. And one of those things would be FEMA. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're living in some very serious times. So the individual who thought that their money would be their saving grace, this is something that we need to really rethink, because the American dollar is right now it's serious
gone.
Jeopardy.
It's gone. We've been in debt, and FEMA's been broke for a long time. So, mm-hmm. you know, the Honorable Farrakhan called it fiat money.
Right.
I, I call it air money. It's digital currency because you can't use it. It's just there. It's numbers, but it doesn't really have a source or value. If that digital goes down and you say, you know, you take that 9 and make it a 0, you have nothing. There's nothing there. So we do have to understand that we're only using the money now because it can buy us what we need. That's why it's important. He said on Fall of America that people will be rolling up $100 bills and smoking them on the street because they're going to have no value. And I can see us getting to that point because, again, you know, if your mind is on the world, you're out here buying TVs, you want to buy new Jordans and all that. That's where your mind is. But if your mind is on the times that we're living in and you're actually focusing and opening up your eyes to see, you're trying to buy as much food. And again, that's expensive. $1,000 grocery store, people get, just being honest, people get food stamps. They get $1,000 and they blow it. They spend it on junk because they don't always think that they're going to have the ability to access those food stamps or credit cards or money. But we're living in a time where we may wake up and then we may not be able to access our cards, the internet. We may, and you know, we always think, okay, because the lights have went out before, we say, oh, the lights will be back on. One day it may not be, or if it does, it may be a very long time before it does. How are you going to survive if the lights actually go off for months? You know, because we haven't, you know, we've been blessed and not have to experience lights being off more than a week at a time. And some people haven't even experienced that. So you have to know that it's going to be bad because we are privileged. We feel like we have to have microwaves and, you know, everything ready made. But imagine just everything shutting down. You have to basically go back to how things were. It's not going to be easy. And so we have to make sure that we're thinking about this time and not trying to hold on to our money thinking that, you know, we're going to be able to use it now for gardens, flowers, plants, food. Use it to, you know, get the things that you need in your homes. Use it to pay off debt so they're not coming for you at some point. They're going to try to introduce those debtor prisons. All these things are coming for us because they're trying to find a way where they're going to get their money back, you know, and not have to pay us Social Security and all these other things that they don't have because they don't have the money to do so.
They don't have the money to do so. You're so right. You know what I mean? You point, you know, these things they don't talk about in the mainstream media, these debt prisons. They don't talk about the rise of these debt prisons all over again. This, once again, this is the history of Western culture with these debt prisons and all of this type of madness that you see, that you read about in history about Western cultures is coming back. You know, when we talk, when we read about torture, torture is being used right now by the U.S. military. These debt prisons are right now being implemented in certain towns. Sundown towns, they're already being implemented. So you're right. But check this out. It says the average American household debt statistics. It says the average American holds a debt balance of $96,371 according to a 2021 Experian data. And I think when we look at the national debt clock, I'm going to click on this. Okay, so the national debt clock says that per citizen, it's that $94,000 each household would have to pay. Debt per taxpayer is $246,867, and it's I'm gonna click off of this debt clock because the numbers are just is a lot.
We're in debt and we don't realize, and that's why I'm like we think that we're doing good, but if you're not debt free and living off the grid right now, we all going through it. If something happens tomorrow, we're not safe. So the goal, you know, if we do have time, 2023 is getting the things that you need and paying off the debt so that you're not, you know, if you have the ability to do so. I know some debt, you know, is way up there, but if you have the ability to do so, you should be working toward getting rid of that debt.
Absolutely. And so let's go ahead and get into this article and we'll wrap it up with that. Yes, and this article is by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who will be speaking this February. The topic is the War of Armageddon has begun. And as we know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been on the front line. He's been the tip of the spear for 67, now going on 68 years. And he's going to be speaking to us about, you know, what we're facing. And see, the thing about the minister that we don't see out of these Black preachers, at least the Black preachers that I know of around here, is they're not saying anything. They're not, I don't hear them warning their congregation at all about how to prepare for what's coming. I mean, many of our people who go into these church institutions are literally going to be blindsided when that fall comes, and it's going to happen just like that.
Well, they're going to be angry. They're going to be angry. They're going to be upset because, you know, that's why we're taught that the blood, you know, of our people are going to be on our hands if we don't warn them. Because if you don't tell somebody, because you may say, oh, well, I don't think she really is interested. Maybe she has a nonchalant attitude about Islam, but you never really went to her to ask her or invited her out. And if you would have, maybe she would have came out to the mosque, or she may have read that article or listened to that lecture, because everybody's going to have, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So everybody's going to have to hear the teachings or know who Allah is at some point. So we have a duty, and the preachers have a duty too, and they're not. And that's why Allah's wrath is coming down upon them as well, because you can't live this in this world showing us what's going on and seeing what's going on, but not warning and preparing your people for the time that we're living in. They're going to be very angry. They're going to be very angry.
Yes, yes, very angry, justifiably.
Yeah.
And so going into this article, and it says that, let me go ahead and read. It says the article is, let me see here. I want to see where editor's note. Okay. The transcript focuses on part of an interview with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan related to the divine judgment against America and the God's hand moving against this nation. And as we know, we're taught that America is the number one on God's number one hit list, if you will, as far as nations are concerned, because of its wickedness. And of course, because of the people that are within in her belly, if you will, in the belly of the beast. And that's the Black man and Black woman.
Absolutely.
What we see coming down on America is due to the black man and woman being here in the hells of North America for over 400 years. And this is the same thing we read about when we read about Moses and the plagues coming upon Moses, because he wants to separate us from America. But one of the reasons why the children of Israel didn't want to separate from America is because of her riches and her gold and her great riches. And so now we're seeing all of that being destroyed, and that's breaking this connection that we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan also had the unraveling of a great nation. Go back and listen to that lecture, because it talks about exactly what we're experiencing right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
With this article.
So in this article, it says Thomas Jefferson and the early writers of the Declaration of Independence knew that slavery was wrong, but they had it. And Mr. Jefferson made this statement: "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice will not sleep forever. We've arrived at a time when the people have sown, all of us, we have to reap. America has now sown some terrible things, and this is a time of reaping. That is why I know that the present powers don't love the American people." Let me see. I'll go on down here.
Where it says war is coming.
War is coming, right. It says war is coming. It's a terrible war that my teacher taught us, and I will have to say my teacher again is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I believe him to be the messenger of God. I believe that God raised him as a warner to America. America, you are reaping now what you have sown. You cannot fight the natural disasters that are coming. Way back in the 60s, Elijah Muhammad said America would suffer from unusual rain, unusual snow, earthquakes unusual, then the forces of nature, hail, sleet, snow, cold, fire. Now, look at America.
Absolutely.
So as we can see in the times, and so, you know, if the thing is that some of us, we're spooky, right, with the what we believe, but we will believe that yesterday Jehovah sent down plagues on Egypt, but when the minister says that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying that Master Farad Muhammad, now the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as well, are using these forces of nature, then it's hard for us to believe something like that.
Right. Because his enemy, he has played with our minds with falsehood and television and, you know, movies of UFOs so that we can say, oh, that's not real. You know, he's taking truth and mixed with falsehood, so we don't even know what to believe now. You know, and then he started out with kindergarten and us being in school and, you know, forcing us with the imaginary animals and all this. So now we don't believe that, you know, a lie is real. We really don't even believe that a lie is God and that he's black and he's a man. We don't believe that, you know, we don't. So if you don't believe that part, you're not going to believe anything else that a messenger or a warner from God comes to tell us.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, as you're saying, you know, him being black and we being taught to hate black, right? And, you know, we have the we see all the time the doll test, and they did the doll test just recently, and it's still the same results as it was yesterday. And that is that this society subconsciously through psychological warfare has us hating self. And so we don't see a God coming for us to save us, even though we are in the worst condition than any other people on the planet, because we've been robbed of a knowledge of self, right? Robbed of our name. We got the Caucasian's name, robbed of our language. We don't speak our language. We speak the English language, robbed of our religion, robbed of our culture. And a culture is what? A culture is a code of conduct. A culture is a way people solve problems, but we have a Western culture. So the way that we solve problems is that we shoot each other, because that's Western culture. And so, yeah, God has come for us, and he's got his hand against America, and he's ready to bring us out. All we have to do is like you were saying, we have to accept God and follow his way.
Yes. Beautiful.
So we'll go just a little bit more into this, and let's see here. It says it appears that they're winning, but their plot is turning against them. Absolutely. Here's how I would see it. In Islam, the religion needs to be reformed. In fact, all religion has failed to produce the human being that God wants out of us. If we are made in the image and the likeness of God, we are created by God to reflect him perfectly. That is not in religion today. So everything is moving to bring this house down. And what's happening is it's coming down from within, like ancient Rome and Babylon, but war will bring it to an end. Wow, that's powerful, right? Absolutely. So America is imploding.
Imploding on itself. Yeah.
Imploding on itself.
It's own... for us is actually backfiring on them. Even I see that with COVID. You know, I work and I do claims and I deal with people calling in for mental health. And I'm like, the amount of mental health is just drastic. Like, people just don't want to live because it's just so much going on. You know, with COVID, it's just mental health. Just people just can't cope with stress and anxiety and fear and just, you know, they just trembling with the things that they're taking place right now. It's real.
Absolutely. It is a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And the only way that we can, you know, get that balance, as the minister said, with that forces of pounds of pressure pushing on the outside, it has to be that balance on the inside. And the only way that we can get that balance is that we have to, you know, prayer, and we have to, you know, we have to just submit, you know what I'm saying? Submit our will to do the will of God, because as the Bible says, the yoke of God is lighter than the yoke of this world. So definitely want to do that. Absolutely. So as we close this on out, I want to thank you for being a part of the program, and tell everyone your website and where and how they can find out more information about some of the things that you have going on.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Stephen, for all that you do in regards to warning our people, disaster preparedness, refugee depot. My business is Ark Survival Surplus, and you can find, you know, other items that you need, the disaster preparedness book as well. It's either arksurvivalsurplus.org or .com. You can type either one in. They should go to the same website. And I do have that children's book, Disaster Readiness for Children. If you want to kind of get them into it without it being scary or spooky for the children, just kind of uplift them and let them know, you know, how they can prepare and how they can watch their parents prepare, as well as the Disaster Preparedness 3.0 book that you all can get. And again, it's just some tips and tools that you can use to start the process of preparing yourself and your family for what's taking place. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. And I'll let everyone know that they can go to refugedepot.com and they can get some of the some disaster preparedness items at refugedepot.com. And we're going to be putting together also a Patreon site where you can support this program, and you can also get information from my dear sister and myself on how you can start you an urban garden, for instance, or how you can begin to can your own food. So go to patreon.com/refugedepot. And I'll also put in the description below links to our Facebook and our other social media sites. So with that, may God continue to bless you and your family with the light of truth and understanding. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam, family.
All right. And just hold back for a second. I'm going to end this.